This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Since we've spent so much time talking about interest rates, let's talk about banks, which care a great deal about those rates and use them to determine what rates they charge us for loans and, eventually, what they pay us for savings deposits. This year, several Black-owned banks across the country received long-awaited funds from the Treasury Department, part of $9 billion allocated from the government's Emergency Capital Investment Program that was set up during the pandemic. One of the goals of that investment was to expand banking for businesses in underserved communities. WUNC's Leonida Enge has the story.
The kitchen at Borico Soul Restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, is preparing for its midday lunch crowd. A gigantic pot of yellow rice and pigeon peas is on the stove, collard greens warm nearby. This spot is known for its blend of Puerto Rican Southern soul food. Owner Toriano Frederick says he's proud of the way they were able to survive the pandemic and remain open. It didn't look good in the beginning, since Borico Soul opened only a few months before everything shut down.
When we first came back, it was just me and myself here just doing curbside. And until I couldn't do that anymore.
Then his wife Serena and son Devin came in to help. He says he got a Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, loan for $19,000. And with that, community donations, and a landlord who didn't charge rent for a while, the restaurant is still here. But Frederick says he needs more solid funding to grow and prosper.
The biggest thing for us is, you know, now putting these systems in place where we can succeed and finding the right people and plugging them in, because I think that the customers are here for us now.
Frederick says he'll need a business loan to expand. And from his downtown establishment, he can practically walk to Mechanics and Farmers Bank, or M&F as it's known. M&F just got $76 million from the U.S. Treasury Department to make loans to help support small businesses in communities of color. James Sills is CEO of M&F. He says the money is a game changer for his institution.
By having this capital, because that's really the fuel for growth, it's actually going to position our bank to become a much larger bank over time. And so that's really exciting.
M&F is one of the oldest Black-owned banks in the country. Sill says his bank has big plans for the money it received, which more than doubles its current capital on hand.
So this capital allows us to expand in the markets where we're located. It allows us to do more lending all across the state. It allows us to invest in technology. And it also allows us to do more marketing.
It's the kind of money that can make a big difference for Black entrepreneurs.
It is transformative in the sense of the fact that these institutions, these minority-serving institutions, have not seen this kind of capital really ever.
Henry McCoy leads the entrepreneurship program at North Carolina Central University's School of Business. He says this big pot of funding looks good on paper, but are the banks ready to take risks on their communities?
Banks, for the most part, are set up not to take risks. So there's a whole lot of intricacies in this that makes this a challenge to deploy that money, particularly in the Black community.
McCoy says there's a lot that can be done with a transformative grant like this one. Banks can help create affordable housing or business development ventures. But with a long history of an economic system stacked against communities of color, he says this money can only go so far. I'm Leonida Inge for Marketplace.